Good morning and welcome to the only lifestyle show in the Lowcountry featuring guest topics and trends for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage. And now your host, Rebecca M. Holtz.
Good morning. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz, and I'm so glad that you can listen this morning. Now, as boomers, we know aging is a part of life, but can we age with grace? Last week's guest can help us. She was Dr. Heather Boger with MUSC Center for Aging, and she talked about MUSC's Senior Mentor Program, where medical students are paired with volunteers ages 65 and older to give the students and the volunteers an opportunity to learn from each other and to help us all as we age. This is really a fascinating program. To learn more, visit letstalkboomers.com. Now, today's guest is going to also talk about how you can age gracefully in Somerville's newest community. Nick McBee is with the Crossings at Westcott Plantation in Somerville. It looks like it's going to open the first part of 2017. He's going to talk about what you need to know when looking for a continuum of care community, and he has a great golf package for the fifth caller, so stay tuned. Now, if you enjoy music from Nashville, check out Nashville Nights. It's tonight at 8 p.m. and actually Thursday through Saturdays through September 3rd at the Charleston Cabaret Theater on Folly Road. Nashville Nights celebrates everything music in Nashville, like the Grand Ole Opry, and it features amazing talent, singing tunes from some of your favorite artists like Patsy, Reba, Garth, and more. Ticket prices start at $18. Just visit charlestonperformingarts.org for all the remaining dates and times for Nashville Nights at Charleston Cabaret Theater. Now, here's a passport to try different craft cocktails. It's the Liberate Your Palate Craft Cocktail Tour. It starts today. It continues until September 30th. For just $20, you can enjoy a sophisticated scavenger hunt where you have the opportunity to discover Charleston's history and culture while enjoying $5 drink specials at various restaurants and venues. Your passbook is your guide to discover new local businesses while enjoying drink specials. When you redeem a special, a bartender will punch the location's page. It's sort of like an international customs type of a punch, but however, it's going to be a lot more fun because, once again, you can enjoy some drink specials around Charleston. For more information, visit liberateyourpalate.com. It's a brand new program, so check it out. Now, would you like to rewind the decades? You can with a musical event. It's called Decades Rewind. It's this Thursday, August 4th at the Charleston Music Hall. Decades Rewind features over 60 songs. They're blended into unique medleys from the 60s, 70s, 80s. This live concert features a rock band, and there's some vocalists that are going to have over 100 costume changes from ABBA to Zeppelin. The tickets for Decades Rewind start at $20. Just visit charlestonmusichall.com. And you can learn about the Gullah Geechee culture next weekend at a music and movement festival, again, celebrating the Gullah Geechee culture and nation. It begins on Friday with a VIP reception featuring the filmmaker Christopher Everett. It continues through the weekend with various events, including storytelling, dancing, food, and more. For more information, there's an email, Gullgee, G-U-L-L-G-E-E, at AOL.com. Again, Gullgee, G-U-L-L-G-E-E, at AOL.com for Gullah Geechee Culture Festival. Now, if you like playing pickleball, but you want to avoid some injuries, then you need to check out Preventing Pickleball Injuries. There is a three-part series. It begins this Wednesday, August 3rd at 1 p.m. It takes place at the Lowcountry Senior Center on James Island. Now, pickleball is a sport that combines some elements of tennis, badminton, and table tennis. It can be played by players of all ages and abilities. It's fun. I personally think there are a lot of rules involved, but it's still fun. And it can help you increase your cardio fitness, but it sure isn't fun if you get injured. So, physical therapists from Roper St. Francis are going to talk about what you can do before, during, and after playing to avoid injuries. It's free for members of Lowcountry Senior Center. It's only $5 if you're not a member. Again, it's this Wednesday, 1 p.m. Lowcountry Senior Center. For more information, call 843 762-9555, 762-9555. Now, playing pickleball can be a fun activity as we age. It can help you age gracefully. Today's guest is going to talk about how you can age gracefully in Somerville's newest community. He's Nick McBee with The Crossings at Westcott Plantation in Somerville. He's going to talk about what you need to know when looking for a continuum of care community. He's got a great golf package, too, for the fifth caller, so you'll want to stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz. And as I mentioned before the break, we're talking today about Somerville's newest continuum of care community that's going to come online probably the first part of 2017. Talking about that is Nick McBee. Did I say that correctly, Nick?
That's right.
So glad to have you here today, Nick. You are, again, with The Crossings at Westcott Plantation in Somerville. Welcome.
Thank you, and appreciate you having me.
Well, I was so excited to learn that we're going to have this type of community opening up in the Somerville area. There really aren't that many right now in Charleston. And first, let's talk about what The Crossings actually is at Westcott Plantation in Somerville.
Yes, The Crossings at Westcott Plantation is a 184-apartment senior living community offering the Lowcountry its first modern community with that continuum of care.
Okay, so let's talk about what does that mean, continuum of care, for those of us, because that was a relatively new term for me.
Absolutely. Crossings Westcott Plantation, it not only offers independent living, but also assisted living and its first true memory care in the Somerville, North Charleston area that we call Harmony Square. Residents are able to enter into a lifestyle that most appropriately fits their individual needs, and then they and their families can rest easy with the peace of mind of knowing that the style of living and levels of care can be adjusted as their needs change over time, and their wants change also, allowing the Crossings at Westcott Plantation to be their forever home.
So let's talk about the memory care portion that you refer to as Harmony Square. Now, why is it called Harmony Square?
Harmony Square, well, we took a course from our company named Harmony Senior Services, based out of Roanoke, Virginia, who is our mother company. So we named it Harmony Square. It is really a community within our community, specifically for those who have memory care conditions, dementia, Alzheimer's, and so forth. It is actually a true memory care, which means that it is more than just an assisted living with a locked door on it. It is a secure area within the community that offers special programming and activities designed for those with memory care conditions. We actually have a program called Reflections, which is a highly customized and individualized personalized memory care program specializing in helping adults manage their mid to early stages of dementia, Alzheimer's, and other memory-related cognitive disorders. Every staff member is an experienced senior care professional. They are trained with the latest approaches, therapies, and proven modalities for enhancing memory and quality of life for special needs seniors and their families.
Okay, and on the show on Let's Talk Boomers, we have talked recently, actually, because there's been a lot of fundraising events this summer for Alzheimer's and raising money and awareness. And in doing the shows, we've had Ashton Houghton on with the Alzheimer's Association. It's been a little distressing to realize the numbers in the state of South Carolina of folks with different forms of dementia, in particular Alzheimer's.
Absolutely. And especially the fact that we're being able to diagnose those conditions so much earlier now as we're finding out more people have these conditions. They have dementia, they have Alzheimer's. And luckily, with it coming to light like this, so much more research is being done. There's so much more funding being put into trying to develop cures and develop these types of programs that we're very fortunate in the time that we're in right now, especially with groups like the Alzheimer's Association.
Mm-hmm. If you're just tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Umholtz, and we're talking today with Nick McBee. He is with The Crossings at Westcott Plantation in Somerville. He's talking about this new continuum of care community that is opening up the first part of, looks like 2017, is that right, Nick?
That's right.
And it's going, what's really neat about this continuum of care community is that it's for not only independent living, but assisted living and those who need memory care. So we've talked to Nick about supporting the clients that are living in the community. How do you support the family members?
We work mostly with the family members, being able to make sure that we are communicating properly, that our residents know that we're communicating with their families as well. It starts off way before someone even moves in. It starts from the time that they first make an inquiry to us mm-hmm. about our community, that we invite them into our welcome center. We sit down with them. We make sure that they know that we hear what their concerns are, that we are able to actually address those concerns and do it to the satisfactory that they are looking for within our community. We make sure that we help them not just with the residents in the apartments that we offer, not just with the care that we offer too, but we make sure that we know that we're going to help them out financially, making sure that we are looking to make sure that they have the financial resources to be able to come into a community like ours, because one of the largest concerns that we deal with is someone is going to outlive their money.
Mm-hmm.
So having them know that no matter what, that we're going to be able to work with them through that and find mm-hmm. the right decisions for them, because more than anything, we're solution providers for today's senior.
So you really talk about realistic financial expectations as well, so
yes.
that they're prepared.
Absolutely. Because it's more than just moving into a community. We're now helping to provide for seniors to live much longer and have mm-hmm. a much longer quality of life as well. So we have to be able to make sure that we're providing for that entire length of time.
And we talk about that a lot on Let's Talk Boomers. One of my show's sponsors is Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group. He has Retire Right that airs right before Let's Talk Boomers. So we talk about the importance of not outliving your money.
Absolutely. It's a big concern for our seniors today.
Absolutely. So let's continue to talk about the crossings at Westcott Plantation. What makes it unique from the other retirement senior type communities in our Charleston area?
Well, because we are a modern community, we are able to offer modern features that today's seniors are wanting in their forever homes. We offer full kitchens with stainless steel appliances and granite countertops in our independent living apartments, beautiful golf course views from our assisted living apartments. And we actually have exactly 31 spacious floor plans throughout the community so that we can offer, meet, and match everyone's needs and their, in particular, budgets.
31 different. That's a lot. That's awesome.
There is. Absolutely. The goal was to be able to put choice in the hands of the residents who are looking to come in.
Okay. And then do you have any type of amenities in the community as well?
We are stacked with amenities. We like to say that our community is the closest you can get to living on a cruise ship without seasickness.
That would definitely appeal to members of my family.
Absolutely. It starts with as soon as you walk through the front door, you have a main living room with a beautiful fireplace, a nice social pub on the other side of that with a billiard table, a movie theater on the second floor with stadium seating, multiple activities rooms, libraries, game rooms, computer rooms, all the walking trails that we're tied into, especially being right there in Westcott Plantation mm-hmm. and even our own putting green.
Okay, that sounds very, very nice. It's almost like a country club atmosphere.
Very much so.
Okay. And then you've got great amenities, different floor plans, service. What is your service like, and particularly with the assisted living and the memory care component of the crossings?
Absolutely. One of the things that really differentiates us to a lot of other communities in the area is that we are actually the only community in this area to offer 24-hour, 7-day-a-week licensed nurses on site at our community.
Okay. So 24 hours, 365 days.
There is a licensed nurse at that community helping out.
Okay, very good. And I'm assuming it's important because of the type of folks that are living there. They
absolutely
might need some help. Okay.
Especially during the off hours, the regular standard for communities is to have a licensed nurse on site the regular 5 days a week, 40 hours. But sometimes emergencies happen when that nurse is left, so that can cause delays in care. Rather than have that happen, having to contact a nurse off-site or a physician off-site, having that nurse right there and able to handle that situation right away allows us to not have those delays.
And with so many of us boomers not living near our families, I would I would guess that someone whose aging loved one is at that facility is going to feel a great deal of comfort knowing that a licensed RN is available at any time.
Absolutely. Not just the licensed nurse there all the time, but also having a concierge there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, too. So if there was ever a wellness check needed, if someone hadn't heard from their mom in a day, and they usually are accustomed to that, they can call our concierge, even if it's 3 a.m. in the middle of the night, and that concierge will be able to answer that phone right away and do that wellness check, rather than someone calling a community and having to wait a half an hour for a med tech to get to the phone because they are still doing their job and then going around to check the mom.
Okay, very good. Now, if you're tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz. We're talking today with Nick McBee. He is with the Crossings at Westcott Plantation. The Crossings is a brand new continuum of care community that should go online, it looks like, in 2017. And Nick, we've talked about the different services that you're going to be providing, particularly with the assisted living and memory care components of the Crossings, and why these services are so important, the concierge service, having a licensed nurse available 24/7. Let's talk about food. Food is so, I hear that all the time. What is the food like?
It is very important, not just to our residents, but even to our family members, because they know they're going to come
visit. They're going to come visit. They want to eat well.
And it's always probably been the number one complaint in multi-living situations in large residences where you have great groups of people is the food, because it's difficult to cook very well for large groups of people. What we're trying to do to raise the bar in that is farm-to-table dining to start off with.
Very nice.
So we are contracting with local butchers and fisheries, orchards, farmers, so that we can get very fresh, very organic, and also promote local as well. We don't want our foods pumped full of preservatives. We don't want them to have five times the amount of sodium that someone's supposed to have on a regular basis. And then we also have an executive chef who is working with our registered dietitians to help formulate our menus. We also have the executive chef in the community, and that's who's preparing these meals. The dining is supposed to be more than just a meal. It's supposed to be an experience. So we offer fine dining where it's very much so to where someone will come and they will be seated by a maitre d'. They will have a waiter and waitress bring them a menu and take their order, and they're served there at the table, rather than everyone shows up at 12 o'clock, everyone sits down, and everyone eats. The one of the things that separates us also is that our meal time is a meal range. We'll set up a time between, say, 11 o'clock to 1:30 for lunch, and then people can just come down at their leisure to the dining room to have their lunch, rather than feeling like they have to report there at a certain time.
I like that. That is a great concept. And I love the fact that you're using local, fresh farmers, fisheries. We talk about that a lot on Let's Talk Boomers with all the local farmers markets, the importance of supporting them. So
absolutely,
I applaud you for that. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
So in the little bit of time we have left, let's talk about your giveaway today and how the listener out there can reach you.
Yes, absolutely. We are having a golf package that is being provided to us by the Country Club at Westcott Plantation, right across the street from where our community is. It is actually a gift certificate, a $100 gift certificate to the Country Club that can be spent at the winner's leisure.
Nice. I like that. And so first, how can the listener... What's the website that they should go to learn more about the Crossings?
Absolutely. Our website is www.thecrossingsatwestcottplantation.com.
Okay.
A wealth of information on that website. Probably the easiest way to find more information about us is to visit us at our Welcome Center, which is at 4550 Ladson Road there in Somerville. It is actually in the Kmart Shopping Center, just to the right of the Kmart.
All right. So... The Welcome Center is on Latson Road in Somerville. The website is The Crossings, plural, The Crossings at Westcott, and it has two T's there. So The Crossings at WestcottPlantation.com is your website. And the phone number to talk with you, Nick, or one of your associates, as well as if they're that fifth caller today,
absolutely,
they can get that wonderful gift certificate to the Country Club worth $100. What's that phone number?
Phone number is 843-486-2712.
All right. I'm going to repeat that number. It's 843-486-2712. Give that number a ring this morning. Be the fifth caller. You can talk with Nick and get a $100 gift certificate to the Westcott Country Club. Thank you so much for being here today, Nick.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
I'm so excited for you all, and I look forward to visiting in person.
Thank you so much.
The Crossings at Westcott Plantation. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.
I'm here with Rick Durkee, the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Rick, this past month, we've talked about various investment strategies, information we need to have so we have a strong retirement income, starting with your three-step review process, but we really haven't talked about this process in detail. What is it?
Thank you for asking about the three-step review process, Rebecca. It is a simple process that people can learn about to discover what opportunities they have to have a successful retirement plan, take them into and throughout their retirement year. Step one is first taxes. We need to review in our three-step process by doing a look-forward review of your tax return so we can identify your current tax situation, things like phantom income tax and incorrect uses of taxable and tax-deferred strategies, and also uncover some missed opportunities for offsetting gains and losses. Our three-step review can help you identify strategies for lowering or eliminating taxes and find money that's been left to fall through the cracks in your financial plan, both now and in the future. And the second step of our three-part review or three-part process, we also analyze your current and future income sources. We determine if you're maximizing the potential from your income streams in the most tax-efficient methods and if you have adequate income to meet your future needs. We also review your retirement income plan, and if we see that there's some possible distribution plans that need to be put in place, we are going to make some recommendations as far as your estate planning goes. The third step in our review process is an in-depth risk analysis of your existing investments to make sure that your risk exposure matches your investment goals. We'll ask you a simple set of questions to determine how much your ideal risk level is, and this will help us ensure that your portfolio isn't exposing you to more volatility or potential loss in your retirement years when you can't afford to take those losses.
Well, thanks, Rick. And you can discover what it means to have financial confidence, peace of mind. Call Rick and his team at Coastal Financial Planning Group for a free, no obligation, three-step review. Call 843-735-5065 or visit cfpgroup.biz. Fellow boomers, are you worried about managing your loved one's multiple drug therapies, potential medication errors, adverse side effects? I know I've worried with my mom. Well, Kelly Williams, owner of All Care Living Services, is here to help with their medication management program. Their licensed nurses can review prescription and over-the-counter medications and set them up weekly to provide oversight and peace of mind. Since 1998, they've provided certified in-home care with a heart to ensure you or your loved one's needs are met. Call 832-9888 or visit allcarelivingservices.com. And All Care is a great company to work for if you're a responsible caregiver looking for a rewarding and fulfilling career. There are employment opportunities right now. Call their employee hotline, 771-4271. Again, 771-4271. This has been another Let's Talk Boomers, a lifestyle show on tips and trends for you, the baby boomer. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz. Tune in again next Saturday morning at 9:30 for another Let's Talk Boomers, only on News Radio 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca M. Holtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.